This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the U.S. working on new tariffs on foreign cars, there's some new data today on the economic effects of cars sold in America. It takes into account not only where the final car was assembled, but also where its parts came from, where it was researched and developed, where the profits go. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports on the global interplay of the car industry and how tariffs might change things.
Topping out the Made in America Auto Index, the Corvette, the Chevy Volt, the Ford F-150, all recognizable American names. But then, at number six, are the Honda Ridgeline and Odyssey. Frank DuBois teaches international business at American University and compiles the index. He says customers can actually provide a lot of value to the U.S. economy by choosing some foreign-sounding models.
They may think it's a Japanese car, but in reality, it's made in the U.S. They may think it's a German car, but in fact, it may well have been made at the BMW factory in South Carolina.
He says no vehicle sold in the U.S. is completely sourced and manufactured here. Because of that, many worry tariffs are too blunt a tool. Jeff Schuster is with LMC Automotive.
You know, you're potentially looking at affecting all vehicles, whether they're built in the U.S. or imported to the U.S., as a whole vehicle.
Higher costs mean higher prices, and some estimate 1 to 2 million fewer vehicles would be sold. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.